This audio story has been produced by Stephen Maradzi with tech support from Sahej Niyaria, April 2020.
How the camel got its hump. In the beginning of years, when the world was so new and all, and the animals were just beginning to work for man, there was a camel, and he lived in the middle of a howling desert because he didn't want to work. So he ate sticks and thorns and tamarisks and milkweed and prickles and stayed terribly idle. And when anybody spoke to him, he just said, "Humph," just "Humph," and no more. First, the horse came to him with a saddle on his back and a bit in his mouth, and said, oh, camel, come out and trot like the rest of us. Said the camel, and the horse went away and told the man. Then the dog came with a stick in his mouth and said, oh, camel, come and fetch and carry like the rest of us. Said the camel, and the dog went away and told the man. After that, the ox came to him with a yoke on his neck and said, Oh, camel, come and plow like the rest of us. Said the camel, and the ox went away and told the man. At the end of the day, the man called the horse and the dog and the ox together and said, Three, I'm very sorry for you, but that humph thing in the desert can't work, and he would have been here by now, so I am going to leave him alone, and you must work double time to make up for it. That made the three very angry, and they held a meeting at the edge of the desert. And the camel came idly chewing on milkweed and laughed at them. Then he said, "Humph," and went away again. Then there came along the jinn, who was in charge of all the deserts, rolling in a cloud of dust. And he stopped to chat with the three. "Jinn of all the deserts," said the horse, "is it right for anyone to be idle with the world so new and all?"
"Certainly not," said the jinn.
"Well, there's a thing in the middle of your howling desert with a long neck and long legs, and he hasn't done a stroke of work since Monday morning. He won't trot."
"Woo," said the jinn.
"That's my camel. What does he say about it?"
"Well, all he says is, humph."
"And he won't fetch and carry?"
"Does he say anything else?"
"Only, humph."
"And he won't plough," said the ox.
"Very good," said the jinn. "I'll humph him, if you will kindly wait a minute." So the jinn rolled himself up in his dust cloud and flew across the desert and found the camel idly standing and looking at his own reflection in a pool of water.
"Ah, my long and bubbling friend," said the jinn, "what is this I hear of your doing no work with the world so new and all?"
"Humph," said the camel. So the jinn sat down while the camel looked at his own reflection in the pool of water.
"You've given the three friends extra work since Monday morning, all because of your terrible idleness," said the jinn.
"Humph," said the camel.
"I shouldn't say that if I were you. I want you to work."
And the camel again said, But no sooner had he said it than he saw his back growing bigger and bigger.
Do you see that? Said the jinn. That's your own, your very own hump that you brought upon your very own self by not working. Today is Thursday and you've done no work since Monday when the work began. Now you are going to work.
Oh, how can I, said the camel, with this big hump thing on my back?
That happened, said the genie, all because you missed those 3 days. You will be able to work now for 3 days without eating because you can live off your hump. And don't you ever say I never did anything for you. Come out of the desert and go to the tree and behave yourself this time. And the camel humphed his way all along, and he went to join the tree. And from that day to this, the camel always wears a hump. Well, we call it a hump now, not to hurt his feelings, you know. But he has never caught up with the 3 days that he missed at the beginning of the world, and he has never yet learned how to behave himself.